And Jamie Phillips ended up with 21 saves on those 22 shots. Well, we'll talk more about Michigan Tech hockey when we come back. Again, you can email your questions. Some of them are coming in for Mel Pearson. It is DJ@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continuing right after this on Mix 93.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Prices are falling from the sky at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. All 7-Up and Coke 2 liters are 4 for $5. Pepsi products, 12 packs of cans, 2 for $8. All Mountain Dew 20 ounces are 2 for $2.22. All 12 packs of canned beer, price to move. Check out the staggering low prices in the frozen food section, including pizzas and Chinese food. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags for $5. All sales do not include tax and deposit. Bucko's Party Store, Calumet. Don't forget to get your deer feed and hunting licenses at Bucko's.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. We'll be taking your questions or asking your questions for you coming up later on this half hour. If you have a question for Coach Pearson, it's DJ@themix93.com. Wanted to ask you about the goaltending coach from over the weekend. We had Jamie Phillips start both games and play, and we had Devin Carroll as the backup. And going into Saturday night's game, how much thought did you have to put into putting Jamie back in instead of Devin Carroll? Was there a lot of concern?
No, not really. I mean, you know, Jamie's has some experience. You know, he's won some big games. He obviously won in Lake Superior last year, so he's looked good. And I rely a lot on Joe Sean, and get his opinion on how he feels, where the goaltenders are at. And I think, you know, this early in the season with limited practice time with our goaltenders, you know, we felt it was good for Jamie to play, and he won. He won the first game, and you know, and he hadn't played. Like, and we have to understand that that's a tough position yeah. to just go into when you haven't played in, you know, 6 months. So I thought Jamie played much stronger on Sunday. Not that he had a bad game on Saturday. It's tough to play. I know the first period on Saturday, for example, he only had 3 shots or 5 shots, and probably 4 of them are either 2-on-1s or breakaways or something like that. So it's real hard to get in a groove. I think, you know, just like Phoenix Copley last year. Phoenix, the more shots he got, it seemed like the better he played. The less shots was really hard for him to focus and concentrate and get through games. So, but it wasn't a tough decision. I mean, Devin's doing well. You know, he's pushing Jamie, and Devin could easily play. We feel comfortable as a coaching staff with that. But it's good to get Jamie involved early and see what he can do. And like I said, I liked his game a lot better on Sunday. I didn't mind his game Saturday, but on Sunday I thought he had to make a more critical saves at key times. You know, he'd like to have the one goal back, but overall had a strong weekend.
Alex Gillies, Dylan Stamen, who we've talked quite a bit about already, Joel Esperance, Matt Roy, Mark Ock, all freshmen in the lineup this weekend, and I can't think of one of them that had a bad game.
Well, they played well. Obviously, Alex had a couple assists the first night. You know, had a good overall weekend. You know, Dylan scores his first goal. Strong on faceoffs. Real good in the offensive zone and puck protection. We saw that especially on Sunday night's game. Matt Roy, you know, just a calming presence back there. +2 in each game, so +4 for the weekend, and that's what you want. You want every one of your players plus. I thought Joel Esperance had a good game. I mean, he did some really good things. He's got to maybe learn to give the puck up a little bit more and then get to the net. But he had some good scoring opportunities. He was really mad at himself once he came to the bench.
He
walked right in there and they wired it, I think, over the net and maybe the goalie saved. But and that's good. They want to please. They want to do well. And I appreciate that in a player and that. But we have to keep them positive. But overall, Mark Arcot came in and showed his skating ability in the game, and he's so calm and patient. And like I mentioned to you last night, sometimes a little too calm and patient for the coach, but he did a real nice job. So overall, really pleased with our freshmen, and you know, I give credit to Billy and whatnot for the job he's done. I know recently they ranked that recruiting class, I think, 11th in, out of the 59 right. teams in the country. And you know, that's a lot on Billy, and he's done a real good job in that area.
So I know the fans want to know, Coach. They have seen either on video or by listening to the games, these freshmen that have played. Who right. is, in your eyes... Can you tell us, like, the next one on the doorstep to get in there? Who are the next ones?
Well, I think I can't tell you exactly who the next one is, but we have a few. Like, Evan Anderson's a big, strong player. I thought he's continued to get better as we've been on the ice with him. Like I said, we've had a limited amount of time, so right. it's really difficult and without any games to see them play. And that's why this inter-squad game will be so important for us on Saturday, and we're going to approach it like a game. And, you know, the players like Evan, it's a great opportunity for him to show us something in that game. And we're going to make that a serious game. Mason Blacklock continues to get better. He's made great strides. He came in, he is a little bit behind because he had some injuries this summer, so his conditioning wasn't there and still not quite there, but he's picked up his speed, and he's got a deceptive shot, and he's got some real good offensive instincts and tools. I really like him. Obviously, you know, Joe Schultz is a big, strong kid, you know, physical player. You know, he's a little bit behind in the conditioning, too. But and Joe's a, you know, simple player, just a stay-at-home defenseman. And he's looked good. They've continued to get better. And that's what this is all about, is, you know, you find out where you are that first game, and you've got a lot of things you need to improve on, and players individually have things to improve on. So we're going to use the next 2 weeks to evaluate all our players again, have individual team meetings, just to get some feedback from our players, see where they're at, what they think they're doing at this point, some things we think they can do better. But I think those are just some of the guys that you know, you'll see going forward get a chance to play.
Coach, the polls came out Monday afternoon last week.
Yeah.
Preseason polls for coaches and media. We were picked third and fourth in those polls, and I think that's pretty I think third is where is certainly the lowest we should be. But some people are even talking to some of the media at the games this weekend, even think that, you know, maybe we should have been a little bit higher. What do you think? Is it obvious that Ferris State and Minnesota State on paper should be 1 and 2 going into the season?
Well, in my opinion, they should be. Yeah. You know, one won our league championship last year, and one won the league playoff championship. They both return some good players at key positions, especially in net. They're well coached. They've had success. They know how to deal with success. So definitely they're the two favorites. And, you know, after that, I think you're going to find ourselves in a dogfight with, you know, a lot of other teams, whether it be Northern Michigan or Alaska Anchorage, Alaska Fairbanks. Bowling Green had a good team last year.
Is Bowling Green kind of turning into our secondary rival in a way? We have Northern Michigan's always going to be there, but
sure.
I mean, with what happened last year, you know, trading off wins throughout the season, and of course them taking us in the playoffs, it just seems like, at least for me, I want to get those guys back.
Well, it's no question. Any time a team ends your season, you remember that. You know, it makes for a long off season. But they're a good team. I like their style. You know, I think we've got a good rivalry going to have with Ferris State. You know,
yeah.
I almost wish we played them 4 times this year. You know, because I think that has a real opportunity to be a real good series also. So yeah, we're starting to form some rivalries, and I think, you know, anytime you start a new league, it takes time to form some of those rivalries, but I think some are going to happen quicker than others, and we're going to have them, and they're going to be good rivalries.
All right, and the preseason national polls came out last week, too, and Minnesota was, boy, they had a lot of first-place votes, a lot of people expecting them, obviously, to have a great year. There's no question about that. North Dakota in the USCHO.com poll came in second. Michigan came in eighth. Are you surprised that they were regarded as being eighth instead of higher up, maybe in the top five to start the season?
Well, a little bit. They've got a very good team, and I think we'll see that as the season plays out. I know they have a question marks, and you're not quite sure where you're at right when the season starts, and they've got a young team too, but a very talented young team with all the NHL draft picks they have and just the skill level. So they'll continue to get better as the season goes on. But the polls are nice. I think they're nice to look at and talk about, but this time of year they don't really mean a whole lot, just like our own league poll.